Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Brian Barney. You're watching Shout Out Loud Cast, and we're playing lots of good music. I know these guys are great fans of rock and roll, and that's what we deliver. See you all soon. Please come and see us when we play in America. I want to.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oi.
Down.
Kiss.
Stop pressing the button.
Star Broker Simmons.
Star? Paul Stanley. Is that what he does?
Stop shouting.
Ace Frehley.
He's not what you would call a handsome man.
Oh, no. Here come the kiss times.
Is that a positive thing? Okay.
All right.
I'm going to grab me an ice cold mellow yellow.
Why? Why do that to the fan?
Stop it.
Why?
Because fuck.
Talking about 617-525-0.
You do?
Hey, fucko!
Do you like Kiss? Settle down.
Hello. Hey, what's up there, Kiss Army? Tom and Zeus in another episode of Shout It Out Loudcast, episode 244, Ultimate Gene Simmons Draft. With money bag soda. Tom, how you doing?
I like it.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Two things we love, Gene Simmons and money bag soda. Actually, three things. Gene Simmons, money bag soda, and the guys from money bag soda, Paul, John, and Chris. So a lot of fun coming up here in this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait to get to it. But as we always do, we look to last week. And yep. Last week we did disc three of Destroyer, the box set.
Yep.
And we did a little poll.
Yep. So that was the disc that had mostly alternate mixes, early mixes, demos, etc. So we said, which of the following was the favorite of yours from the disc? The acoustic version of Beth, the Ain't None of Your Business track with Peter, the single mix of Detroit Rock City, which was terrible, or the early version of Do You Love Me? So 31% of you like Ain't None of Your Business. 29% of you like the acoustic version of Beth. 27% like the early version of Do You Love Me. And 13% like that horrendous version of Detroit Rock City, which is just really bad.
But actually, what's good about that, it makes it seem like people actually paid attention. Because usually be like, oh, Detroit Rock City is the best song.
True. Yeah, that's fair. Yep.
Right?
So. Yep. We've got a comment from appears to be a new listener. It is Domino and Christine's dad is the Twitter handle. Ain't None of Your Business is my choice. Just starting to listen to your podcast. Interesting so far. You guys have been busy. I love Bruce Kulick. I got to check out his episodes. Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Domino and Christine's dad. Wonderful. Kevin's on Fire says, fancy clothes gets the nod. Oh, God. John Coase says, the only version of Beth I like is the guitar version on Phantom of the Park. They should have included that version on this box set. Yeah, that's a pretty nice version, too. And then let's see what people think of the episode and the disc in general. Oh, our good friend, the great Amber Fiber Magic Queen. SIOL quote of the week, quote, use your common sense. Quote, no, don't. They don't have any. Welcome new listeners. Then she says, I'm just listening to this one. It's the first time I've actually heard these tracks. So I'm listening along with you guys' commentary, laughing and crying. Great episode, T&Z. Thank you. Our buddy Brad Baird with one of the great gifts of the guys from Muppets, Waldorf and Statler. Of course, we knew that was coming. Hey, guys, loving the episode so far. Common sense is now a superpower. Yes, he is. Matt Murphy says, I just started listening and I've never been happier that I do not bear a resemblance to Mr. Eddie Rabbit.
No, but Eddie Rabbit is now a big commentator
exactly.
On our post. And then someone, he on Loudcasters put a photo of Eddie Rabbit on there. And he starts commenting. And I'm like, dude, how ironic is this that somebody is commenting on this photo?
Not only did they comment on the photo, they mixed in two jokes. They oh, member of the Tight Pants Club. Bill, what the fuck are you guys doing?
It's just, we're not going to do it.
No,
we're not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. That's what we got for Twitter anyways.
Lost my patience with everybody.
See, I haven't because I'm useless, because this is like when I'm at work. No one fucking listens and I go on rants at work. So this is no different. It's the same thing.
Over on our Facebook page, Joey Romanek, better known as Joey Tight Pants.
Oh, God. Coming soon, your Joey Romanek action figure with free pre-approval letter. Don't forget. That's the accessory pack. There's also a special bonus accessory pack that comes with well-fitted hiking wear.
Yeah. And also an iron board and some jeans. I know this wasn't a Destroyer review, but I'm one of those guys that thinks Destroyer is the best Kiss record. I know that it sounds different than the first three, as well as the two that follow, and that a lot of people think it's overproduced in comparison to those other records. It's like Zeus said, the Ezrin touch made this record stand out.
I'm not saying anything until we get to the review.
Talking About Rock podcast says, iconic album and excellent podcast.
Thank you.
Ronnie Bacharski. Good breakdown, guys. Disc 3 falls under the drink coaster category for me on this one, though.
Yeah.
But Destroyer isn't top of my list of Kiss albums, so I'm biased against it, I think. The rant at the beginning, though, fucking epic. I love when you guys tell fuckheads to eat all of your balls.
Did we do this? Is that what we did? I don't remember that, but I get it.
Ryan Krizel, love the rant in the beginning, even though I felt some guilt of maybe adding to the annoyance to yours. I do have a question. Is this box set worth it to you guys? This disc review seems to be a lot of meh. Brian, you did not. You were not contributing to the annoyance.
No.
Until now, with the stupid fucking meh comment.
Yeah. See, this is, you realize Zeus and I by nature have a very short fuse. We now have no fuse. But to answer your question about the box set, and I think we responded to you, definitely get the box set. This is just one of many discs. Definitely get the box set. And Amazon has it at the lowest price it's ever been, I believe.
And let's please get some a little bit more of a nuance and meh. No offense, brother. Thank you, Brian. Anyways, Mario Aguilera III. Some bozo looks like Eddie Rabbit.
God.
Yes, he's on that site. Go look at the group page. You'll see. See,
this is what happens. This is how you make the Hall of Fame. Eddie Rabbit is a potential Hall of Fame nominee now.
Okay. I love a rainy night. Fucking Eddie Rabbit. Over on Loudcasters, Joe Decker.
Yeah, Joe.
Courtney Crowling, Kulik, Tim Scott, Michael Scott. Tim and Michael Scott had me cracking up.
Tim Scott.
Derek Orlando. Your rants have become stuff of greatness. But honestly, there's no such thing as a Facebook group where people know how to moderate themselves or act appropriately. They're all off the rails. But I think you guys do a great job of handling.
Thank you, Derek.
Yeah, we try to. We try to fucking delete stupid shit. People put up porn. We don't see everything at once, but if we do, we'll delete it. Just report shit that's stupid if you can.
And a lot of people have been doing that because for some reason, our Loudcasters page is getting pummeled by people from like fourth world countries.
Yeah.
So people are catching them. They're sending us the reports. They have the stuff blocked and banned and removed. So keep doing that, because we obviously can't police the whole thing. There's like over 5,000 people in the group, which is great. So
anyway, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Daniel Haller Houston, another great rant. It was funny because it's true. The whole idea of a Shout It Out Loudcast whack pack has me laughing my ass. Oh, great. It's Eric the Actor. He's really upset about Fake Ace.
Who's the crackhead Bob of the fucking Shout It Out Loudcast?
Who's the guy?
Who's the Beetlejuice?
Who's the guy?
Who, high-pitch Eric?
No, who is the guy that's going to be on our show, Fred the Elephant Boy?
That's so rude.
Do you remember he was part of that Howard Stern fucking New Year's Eve pageant?
Oh, yeah.
One of the judges. Yeah. It was like fucking, what's his name? The great boxer. It was like Joe Frazier, Mark Hamill, and like Fred the Elephant Boy. And he's like, I am so happy to be here with all these stars. And Howard Stern's like, no one understands what the fuck you're saying. Shut the fuck up.
And then you had that Wood Yee character. Do you remember that guy? He was supposed to be like a Woody Allen. And he would, that's so rude. Like,
Fred the Elephant Boy.
Fred the Crackhead Bob was my favorite. If you guys want a good laugh, if it's still available, go on YouTube and look up Crackhead Bob Van Halen. There's a skit they did where it's when David Lee Roth leaves Van Halen, Crackhead Bob takes over. The funniest fucking audio I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stick with Fred the Elephant Boy. There's definitely a couple of people up for the running for that category.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Over on our Instagram page, unofficially steal the pre-rant ramble with Zeus utterly unhinged and banging on about a priest's todger was comedy goals. Tears of mirth were falling.
Mirth. Hey, wow.
Over on our YouTube page, Marty White. Christ, guys. I came for the clips. You should put more effort into your podcast and make sure there's a clip from every remix of Shout It Out Loud. I don't have the box set, so now I'll never know if there was a remix of Rock and Roll Party. I heard there was some Pepe Castro remixes too. Ace mentioned in the book that Pepe was an integral part of the album sound.
Oh, God.
Marty, thank you, brother.
Yeah, I love you, Marty.
Glam Rock Bandit. I'm so glad I'm not the only one who gets annoyed when Detroit Rock City's guitar solo gets cut short in other versions of it. Seriously, the solo wasn't meant to be shortened. Stop shortening it. Yep. I'm all for different versions and mixes of songs, different takes of songs. But help me, so God, help me, God, if you shorten a solo in the slightest from what it originally was. Agitated guitar solo rant. This was a fun episode. With the recent live cast, I was already excited for this episode upon hearing editing was in progress. Plus, the mention of a rant in this episode during the live cast made me look forward to this even more. And needless to say, you guys delivered on the rant. And clearly, with my rant here, it's contagious. Also, absolutely died in the alternate mix of King of the Nighttime World. Why hasn't anyone brought that up more often? I had to go listen and absolutely died laughing. Seriously, what prompted Paul to say that? It's so out of the nowhere.
Good point. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, he's probably watching, like, maybe it was the holidays, and he was watching a lot of, I don't know, Jesus movies, and he wanted to say King of the Jews. I have no idea.
Who knows? Yeah.
But, Tom, over to you.
All right, let's bang through some emails here. Our buddy Mike H., let's hear it for the people who don't piss you off. Great show as always. All right. Our good friend, the great James Campion, who, if you have not read his book, Shout It Out Loud, The Story of the Making of Destroyer, please go get it. Go back and listen to our previous episode. We spent some time talking about that. Awesome. Says, boys, this was a fun listen. Prompted me to go back and check out those alternate takes. I did notice in the earlier version of Shout It Out Loud that there are extra chants of Shout It Out Loud and repeated ad-libs by Paul, which sound like someone just flew the earlier ones into elongate the ending. And your discussions also reminded me that Bob Ezrin had almost no memory of recording Ain't None of Your Business, but assumed it was quoted earlier during boot camp prior to January 76, when the album proper was eventually recorded at the record plant. This guess by Bob was echoed by both Jay Messina and Corky Stasiak, as they did not participate in its recording, which I find curious, since it doesn't appear to sound like a demo, but a fully fleshed out recording with the booming drum sounds prevalent on Destroyer. Even Corky agrees. Mystery continues. Anyways, always a blast. Thanks for the shout out. Indeed, looking forward to joining you both again. Keep up the fine work. James is the man. First of all, he's an incredible author, but he is the destroyer man. So we can't wait to talk to him more about that, of course.
We love James.
Oh, yeah. And our buddy Backpack Brad Rustoven from the Slamfest podcast will be hanging out with him soon in New York City. Great review, guys. Some interesting stuff on this disc, but also some head scratchers. On the Beth acoustic mix, totally agree with you, Zeus. There is way too much going on here with the added acoustic guitar. Either do it acoustically or do it with the piano orchestra, not both. Early version of Do You Love Me, I absolutely love it. Paul's lone vocal during the chorus is so much better than the harmonized vocals in the definitive version of the song, sometimes less is more. I agree with you guys on the second verse. Private planes and fancy clothes, what the fuck? He sounds like Bon Scott circa Big Balls. That's a good one.
Yes.
Beth, take six instrumental. Why include take six? What about takes 1 through 5? Of all the KISS podcasts, no one is as comprehensive as you two. You covered all. Keep it up, Backpack Brad. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. And we will finish up feedback with some Facebook comments from BC Allison. Hey, brand new listener, and I'm loving Shout It Out Loudcast. Tommy and Zeus, you guys are hilarious. I walk for an entire episode every morning, and folks in my neighborhood probably think I'm a friggin' nut for laughing to myself as I'm walking. Keep up the great work. Well, BC, first of all, we love hearing comments from new listeners, and we especially love comments from new listeners that think we're hilarious. But then we really like when new listeners tell us that they think they're getting looks from their neighbors because they're laughing so hard at listening to the episode. So, BC, thank you for the comment. Thank you for sharing. And for that, my friend, you are the comment of the week.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Great job, buddy. Thank you. Anyway, Tom, what we do next is we give a shout out to our Patreon family. Patreon is where you guys can subscribe and help out the show. If people want to know how they can help out the show, the best way and the number one way is to become a Patreon member. And Patreon members, we think, get it back just as much because they become part of a family. They get merch from us. They get part of our polls. The ARC pick is coming up. Also, they get access to some live video chats that we do with these guys. And there's plenty more. The message boards and the comments are fucking hilarious. And there are 4 tiers on Patreon you can join. Find one that fits your needs. There is the Catman, the Spaceman, the Star Child, and Demon Tear, each with different perks and different monetary contributions. Whatever you do, please join our Patreon family. Help out the show. It's a great way, and it's to be part of the show and join our Patreon family. So thank you for all those that are part of the Patreon family, and thank you for possibly joining the Patreon family.
Yeah, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. We say it every week. We love you guys as contributors. Your generosity is so incredibly appreciated. And we're right in the middle of navigating through all the ARC Patreon submissions for the month of November, as Zeus has October. So we're going through that. So if you have not gotten your ARC pick in, send it in, because we're going to be sending out the poll soon to see what album gets looked at in the month of November.
Yeah. And Tom, what we do next is we go over to KISS World. What's going on there?
Yeah. So pretty much the thing that everybody was talking about on social media was KISS's performance at the 2023 AFL Grand Final event in Australia. Look, it looked great. I mean, you see people on social media. I saw also a couple of reviews, people bitching that there was lip synced. I'm like, have you guys ever seen an artist perform at a sporting event? It's all fucking pre-programmed and pre-lip synced and every, who cares? You know, there was one complaint that they missed the guitar smash that Paul always does. But I heard good things. Again, it's like a Super Bowl halftime show or whatever. It's all perfectly scripted and perfectly organized. So coming after them for doing that is just kind of fucking weak in my book. But I did see it. I did see the clip and whatever. It was fine. It was good enough for me.
Yeah, no problems for me. I just get
fucking annoyed with all the, people that get their panties in a bunch. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Most of the people fucking loved it. I have family in Australia, a little older. Okay. They messaged me because they saw Kiss was doing this and said that they blew fucking people away and how awesome it was. They don't like Kiss. They don't know anything about it. They know who they are, but they were fucking telling me how awesome that was. That's what matters, people.
Yep.
You know? So
yep.
I don't know. The rest of you guys need to fucking calm the fuck down.
I'll tell you right now, when you, it's that old saying, like, if you bitch about everything, then it loses its nuance. If everything is a bitch to you, then nothing is a bitch to you. So if you're constantly bitching for the sake of bitching, then you lose all credibility when it comes time to actually bitch about something. And this was not one of them.
Yeah. And then, you know, there was the picture of Tommy high-fiving that little kid,
which was fucking awesome.
What a fucking moment. What kind of a dick do you have to be to circle back to that? Hey, the fuck? That's not Ace. Yeah, you know why it's not Ace? Because Ace would have fell down. Or Ace would have been playing the same fucking song all over again.
Yeah,
or Ace wouldn't be able to fucking hit a note and wouldn't be able to sing anything. Are you fucking kidding me?
Give me a break. You had a little kid had a memory of a fucking lifetime. And people like, someone should have told him it's not Ace. Like, the fucking kid's like 5 years old, dressed in spaceman makeup. Are you the kind of parent that if your kid goes to a Kiss concert, you're gonna hey, that's not Ace. That's fake Freely.
Talk about it. That's not the real Santa.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Santa in the mall. That's fake. Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up.
Dude,
this shit is tiring. Get on with your life. You're still bitching that it's not Ace. Ace can't fucking do shit these days.
What are you talking about? I could do PSAs. We're going to talk about that in a minute, right?
Yeah, that's next. So Ace did a video for his upcoming thing that he's doing with Kiss Cancer Goodbye. I saw Neil did something. There's a package, Tom, where you can get a photo with Ace and Bruce, and they'll autograph that photo and send it to you later. $375.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they did it with Vinny at the original Creatures Fest, I think it was $1,000.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
That's a pretty good deal. $375 photo and signed picture with the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. But anyways, Ace did a video. I want to thank everybody for coming down to see Kiss Cancer Goodbye. I'll be performing some tracks. I'll have some of my fellow musicians and favorites. I'll be playing a couple songs along with Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra. They'll be there.
I will say he did look semi-coherent during the thing. Obviously, he was reading a script, which, whatever, that's fine. But yeah, I don't know.
Healthy is not a word I would use to describe him.
No. No.
It's a fucking mess.
Yeah, he's and somebody did some fucking fantastic Photoshop with a group picture of the Muppets and put
Ace in the middle.
And put Ace in the middle. Oh, it was great.
Oh,
it was great. Yeah.
So Kiss will finish up playing the concert they have in Australia. Then they'll go to Dubai, pick up some DVDs, and then they'll be back to the US fucking wrapping it up.
See, now that's a rant worth ranting about. The Dubai thing, fucking insane. Insane that it's been 3 years and not a whisper. But anyways, neither one of us paid for that, so who cares?
Well, we watched it live with Murph, but we didn't.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we got what we paid for. We paid for the live stream. We didn't pay to have our name written as the 2048th executive producer of a DVD that doesn't exist.
I was an executive producer on that one as well. I didn't get my credit.
I paid $500 to be the key grip. Where the hell's my fucking name?
I had to drive Uber for a week to pay for that. And now I'm never going to get any fucking product from it. It's bullshit.
They put me in charge of craft services. I ate everything. It's a mess.
I was part of the road crew. I never got to make it to the show, but gee, I still deserve a paycheck, you know?
We can't help ourselves. All right.
All right. Before we move on, we're gonna find out if Ace really knows who he's playing with and that Elvis and Frank Sinatra aren't on the bill.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, we're back. Hey, boy, it took a lot of convincing for Ace to understand that he is not performing with the Rat Pack. That he is not, they are not going to be there. He didn't understand, but I still think he's going to just have to wait and see with his own eyes.
I just talked to Peter Lawford. He told me they're all going to be there. Sammy, all the whole crew. What the
CB fuck? Davis Jr. looked straight in one of my eyes.
And I couldn't tell. What the fuck? What's going on? I like that song, Candyman.
Who can make the sun shine?
The spaceman can.
There it is. This is the new song off of Ace's Covers album. Spaceman, sung in the vein of Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, who can have the runs when they eat a box of fucking Roni? The spaceman can.
Who can eat the cashews?
Who can crash the car at the CVS picking up a box of cashews?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, just, this is what happens. It's just like, oh.
The spaceman can.
What the fuck?
Anyways.
Oh, God.
Tom, we want to do a ultimate Gene Simmons draft. And this would be our 12th draft. Who better to invite than the Gene Simmons Money Back Soda crew?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had brothers Paul and John and Chris the Wallet Hake on. A five-man draft encompassing the entire Kiss catalog of any songs that Gene had lead vocals or shared lead vocals. Now, this was great because Zeus and I, we know each other inside and out. We know exactly what we like and what we don't like. We don't know where these guys stand with Gene in what era they like, what era they don't like, what they prefer. This draft was all over the place. It was perfect. The deepest of deep cuts were taken. Obviously, some hits were taken. Some people really went in left field and took some songs that were shocking. But it was a friggin' blast. And of course, you'll hear them once the draft gets going, talking about their great new products on their website. And yeah, check them out. Fantastic stuff and even better guys to do business with.
Without further ado, Kiss Draft 12.
All right, so we're back with the boys from Gene Simmons Money Bag Sodas. Brothers Paul and John and Chris the Wallet Hake are here once again for the ultimate Gene Simmons draft. We are picking we are picking songs from the entire catalog, including demos and unreleased stuff from the box sets. This is going to be pretty awesome here. Boys, How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Doing great.
Awesome. When Zeus and I were thinking of doing a gene draft, there was only one group of guys who was going to join us for this, and obviously it's the Gene Simmons Moneybag Boys. So,
all right, we're honored.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, but before we get into that,
yeah,
give them a chance to plug their shit.
Of course, you didn't give me a chance. I didn't say go. So, gentlemen, tell us what's new in the world of Moneybag Sodas. New flavors, new everything. The website, everybody. We're posting stuff on Twitter and Facebook. You guys are kicking ass. So tell people who might not be familiar with what's going on right now with Moneybag Sodas.
All right. Well, to start it off, we got a new flavor.
Yep.
And it's blood orange.
And it's awesome.
Yes. And we've, it took us a little while to, kind of formulate stuff because we always want to use like natural colors and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. we're finally able to find a natural orange color, which is made from carrots.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Beta carotene. So, we had to do some R&D on it and, something came out fantastic. We tweaked the packaging a little bit on the bottles and mm-hmm. kind of made the money bags stand out a little bit more on them. And I think it's a good addition to our profile. We're going to be adding a few more of like vibrant colored, specialty flavors besides what we have right now. So this is the first of the lineup and we've gotten nothing but very good response from it.
Awesome. Not surprising. I mean, the blood orange, Zeus and I have both tried it. It's awesome. So, I mean, everything that you guys have put out is great. Like you said, the all natural ingredients, you know, it tastes great.
It's a big one. You know, a lot of people, especially parents, you know, like with the red dyes and the red 40s of the world and, mm-hmm. you know, they're a big no-no with everybody. So we're trying to get away as much as we can from those type of ingredients. And we found it and we got it down with this one.
Yeah, nice. And we also thought, I mean, you know, what better flavor than blood orange for Gene? You know, really, it really tied in. It was a nice, colorful flavor. And I think it just tied in well with Gene. And I think it turned out great. I think it's going to be one of our most popular flavors.
And we're just starting to roll it out in the stores. But yep. more importantly, we've got it online now. So yeah. moneybagsodas.com. Over the last month, we went to self-distribution.
Yep.
And that's allowed us to drop the price by 30%. So we're now down to $22 for a shipper, which is four packs. And, we're going to be running promotions in conjunction with the shippers, signed merchandise, different specials we're going to be running. And we started a Moneybag Soda newsletter, which is going to be a monthly newsletter, keeping all of our fans up to date and letting them know what promotions and what signed products we're going to be pushing out there from Gene himself. You can go on to moneybagsodas.com. And at the bottom of that page, you can sign up for our newsletter. And that's how you'll stay informed with what's going on.
Sweet.
So a couple quick things.
And as you can see,
go ahead, Paul,
where the name The Wallet came from.
Exactly.
Dean yes. originally, being a comic book fan, said, you know, he'd be a great villain. But he's proved Gene wrong in that aspect of it. So he's... he's got the dollars and cents down, man.
He's too nice to be a villain.
So I feel like I should put this question then to Chris. So explain to people, what's a shipper?
A shipper is it's a custom designed box that we ship our product in. And it comes in, like I said, it holds four packs. Now you get to
16 bottles.
16 bottles. You get to choose what flavors you want. If you want 16 bottles of blood orange, you can go for it. If you want to mix it up with, you know, four cola, four ginger ale, and so on and so forth, you have the option of mixing it up. But it's four packs, 16 bottles, and it's in this beautiful Moneybag Sodas box, and it's shipped right to your door. moneybagsodas.com.
And obviously, with us being KISS fans, you know, it's important, you know, growing up, getting all the cool prizes with the records. So we're really, you know, we're focusing on that for the customers to get something a little extra special, whether you're a recurring customer or a new customer. We're working on, you know, just putting little special things in there and randomly inserting, you know, signed items by Gene himself. So
wow.
there's a lot of cool promotions we're doing, and to keep up to date with that, just go to our website and sign up for our newsletter.
Awesome. That's fantastic. That's great.
Or what'd you say? It was $22?
$22 and plus shipping. But $22, which yeah, really, when you look at the cost of it, it puts it right in line with what somebody would buy it at a local supermarket. But with it not, if you don't have that, you know, the supermarket that carries it in your area, you can go right online and buy it.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, sodas these days are, $3 or something like that. So here, I can tell you the ones that you guys were kind enough to ship to us.
Yes.
For me, like most KISS fans and KISS fans that are listening, I kept the bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I've got the box in pristine condition until one of my cats started gnawing on it. And I got pissed. But like, I've got the bottles. I've got the bottle caps.
Yep.
They're all like frost KISS nerds that collect
true
this
KISS
shit.
Fan.
Keep totally. Them. The totally. Case that each 4-pack comes in.
That's
fucking super cool.
That little 4 carrier is, that thing is awesome.
I am telling you guys out there, for all the people that buy all this, oh, I got to get my fucking 15th copy of Love Gun. This one has got it in chocolate swirl.
Hey, don't make fun of Love Gun. No.
Go buy yourself a box of this regardless. You'll love the taste. And for those that are collectors, you're going to love the packaging and everything that comes with it. I know I do. And I actually love the taste. And I just want to add one last thing. When you look at these bottles and you see cane sugar,
oh yeah,
natural flavors, natural colors. What are we all used to seeing when you see this shit, right? Artificial flavors, artificial colors, you know, the corn syrup. This, like, I was just in Europe. These guys all know they use different sugar here than they use here. This is better. And believe it or not, and the soda over there is better than the soda over here.
Yeah.
It's just something about this cold. And grabbing this and drinking it, and my black cat can attack me from behind.
Yeah, but you got some nice pussy behind you there.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna not say what I was gonna just say.
I won't either.
Yeah, but I gotta give kudos to you guys. We're not just saying this shit because you guys are awesome.
No,
we're saying this because the product is awesome. You know.
And we did recently retweet your post on Twitter there, or X, whatever the hell it's called now, about the price reduction that you did reference, Chris. So we have shared that with our fans, our listeners, and everything, and we'll continue to do that when this episode drops. We'll be pushing the product because we've tried it ourselves. We've had it. It's friggin' fantastic, and as Zeus said, it's a great collector's item as well as the soda itself. So kudos to you guys. You're killing it with this stuff. So it's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. Thank
yeah.
you.
Here's All right,
my,
let's.
Here's my bottle cap before we start. Cash deal, bro.
That's right, baby.
Of course. All right, let's do the draft here. So we got 5 guys here. We're gonna draft 10 songs each. Every song in the catalog that Gene Simmons has a lead vocal on or a shared lead vocal on. Okay. And this includes all the stuff from the Destroyer box set, the Creatures box set, the 2001 box set, demos, unreleased stuff. If it's been officially released by KISS, it's eligible for the draft.
Yeah.
And there are no restrictions. There's no, you know, it's not like you have to pick one album, one song from one album. It's just 10 songs and that's it. And our draft order here has Paul, Chris, John, myself, and Zeus. So, Paul, number one pick in the ultimate KISS draft is what?
Okay. Well, my first song, this is probably one of my favorite KISS songs, is Parasite.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Rockin' tune. And I have to admit, when Gene came to Syracuse, he played it, and I haven't seen him pump his bass like that probably since, like, maybe Animal Eyes.
Yeah.
Uncensored. And it's just one of them tunes that gets you fired up. Just great guitars on it. Just everything about it. It's a Simmons song. And it's fierce enough, and it's pretty awesome. It's probably one of my favorites right there.
Great number one
pick. Start off with that one.
Great one. Chris, you're up. First pick for you.
Well, what I'm going to go with, and this one is very special to me, because the first time I saw Kiss fucking live was the reunion tour. All right. And in 96,
same.
When I couldn't contain myself when that fucking curtain dropped and they opened with Deuce. So I'm going with Deuce as my number one.
Excellent.
That's a big hitter.
Yep.
He stole my number one.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
Big hitter right off the bat.
Yep. All right, John. What do you got, buddy?
Well, you know, so Parasite and Deuce are taken. Those are in my top three. I got an obvious one that was my second choice, was Calling Dr. Love. It's from one of my favorite studio records from the group. It's obviously a great live song, great groove, cool title, and I think it's a great song. I'm gonna take that as my first pick.
Okay.
And I got some, you know, some rare ones, and I think I might. I don't know if I have one that maybe you don't have on the list here, man. I don't know. I'm looking.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when it comes back around. We'll see. Maybe if we miss something.
I might have to shock the people.
You might have to shock the people if we miss something. It wouldn't be a first. So
hey, I'm curious though. Which version of Dr. Love?
It's Calling Dr. Love, first of all.
Ah.
Which version?
This is a Kiss podcast. This is a Kiss podcast.
Or double platinum.
Oh, yeah, he wants
Which version? You know, the one from Double Platinum's cool with the kind of echoey beginning.
Yeah,
that's the one I like.
You know, they're all great, man. I'll take every one of them.
What a political answer. Come on. Come on.
All right. So this is tough. So my first pick. So this is going to be weird here because, you know, we all love the makeup era. We all love the classic era.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
Zeus already knows where I'm going here. And I can't believe that my number one pick in a Gene Simmons draft is going to be a non-makeup song. But I got to do it. And my number one pick, I'm going with Unholy.
Oh, that's nice.
Geez,
it's on my list.
Yeah,
great tune.
Could see that coming a mile away.
Yeah,
I know you love it.
Yeah, it's one of my all time favorites, and there is a little piece of me that feels a little bit guilty taking a non makeup song, but I don't know.
It's a great tune, man. Yeah. It's one of the most evil ones out there.
Totally.
Remember the video with the kid and his shadow is a demon.
So it's so good.
Kind of scared me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Zeus, you're fit. You get back-to-back picks, Zeus, because we're snaking around here.
It's real easy for me. I was taking this no matter what, if I got one or whatever, and that's God of Thunder.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I mean, there's something about it, and just the live version of it, too, is fucking unreal.
Yep.
Love it. Now, this is where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know what these guys like. I know what you like, so I got to kind of defend
strategy.
Yeah. And with that being said, I'm going to jump and take something that you guys wouldn't probably, you might take, but might not take it. Cause I don't know what these guys like. Let's go with Radioactive off his solo.
Oh, nice.
Cause then you're stuck. Not really with much after that on the
good
solo.
Good pick. All right. All right, so we are back to me.
Yep.
And, oh, God damn it. Okay. So you're right. With draft strategy, do I want to take my favorites? But you're right, Zeus, this is tricky because I don't know where these three guys stand. I don't know what their sweet spot is here.
We
all do. All right, you know what? Just because I want my list to be my list, I'm taking off a Love Gun. I'm taking Got Love for Sale.
I knew you'd fucking grab that.
Yeah. I gotta. It's one of my all time favorites. So, all right, Chris, back to you, brother.
I think it's John.
Johnny.
It's John.
No, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, my mistake. My mistake.
Okay, I'm paying attention.
Yes. It's John. Yes.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yep, my mistake.
Well, I'm very pleased that no one took this, but I'd have to say War Machine.
Ah,
I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's
great,
like
song.
Great album, great tour. That was the first tour I seen. I don't know if you could really beat that.
Good one.
Yeah.
Nice.
The live version of that, seeing it for like first time, and they started putting all the special effects behind it and the machines coming up and gathering stuff. And then that fucking dragon coming out, spitting out that fire and stuff. Oh, it's awesome. Great part of the live.
Badass. One of his best tunes.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. Yep. All right. Now we're back to Chris.
So, and you know, Tom, I'm taking your approach on this.
Okay.
I like a lot of the obscure songs. Deuce, obviously not an obscure song, but
sure.
I'm taking Larger Than Life.
Oh,
Larger Than Life. Off
excellent.
Of Life 2, man.
All
and
right.
I'll tell you what, they played that on Kiss Cruise 9. Were you guys on Kiss Cruise 9?
No, we were not.
10 and 11.
Yep. Yep.
And Gene killed it on that cruise.
Such a great song.
Fantastic. Great song.
Such a great song.
Same thing with Bob Kulick. Killed it on that.
All right, Paul, back to you. And you got two picks. We're going to snake back around. Okay. So Paul's got two picks.
All right. So next one I'm going to go with. This song, I always liked the Unmasked album. Mm-hmm. I bought it when it came out. And but it really, when my kids were young, we ended up getting the Kissology, okay? And they mm-hmm. played this video over and over and would dance. Just look at Gene shaking his butt, you know, all the stuff like that. So it kind of always has good memories for me. It's She's So European.
Nice.
And it was funny because one of the first few times we, you know, got together with Gene, I was talking to him about it. We were out in Dallas. And I said, you know, my kids really, I said, they love She's So European. And he's like, why? I said, well, it's a really good song. And literally within a week or two, he played it with the Gene Simmons. He went and learned it and played it with the Gene Simmons band.
Yep.
And awesome. So that one has a good feel for me, place in my heart. And,
sure.
You know, it brings some good memories, my kids being little, because they've grown up now. So
yeah, of course. Nice.
That's one there. And then I think we're going to go. I like the tune Ladies in Waiting.
Oh, a
great song, man.
Dressed to Kill.
Great fucking song.
Now, to me, this song really was like the epitome of Gene's twang he'd always sing with, that like Kurt Cobain and all those other people picked up, you know, Ladies in Waiting.
Yeah, you know, nice.
I think it vibrated with a lot of people. And this one, it was really accentuated in that song. And I like it a lot.
Awesome. Love Dressed to Kill. Love it. All right. We are back to Chris.
Man.
It is amazing when we were putting this list together, just how many songs Gene has with a lead vocal and how like they're all just like incredible.
Fantastic. Really?
Yeah, it is. It's a nice catalog.
You know what? I'm going to go and On the Eighth Day.
Oh, another super deep cut.
You know, big time.
Nice. Oh, dude, I love that song.
I love that song.
I love it.
Gene's non-makeup era stuff is so tremendously underrated. That's such a great tune.
Oh, yeah, and he lets Paul take that narrative about Gene checking out in the 80s. Bullshit. He's got some great tunes in the
80s. He's got some great tunes. I agree. Yeah.
Really good ones.
All right, John.
All right, I'm gonna dig a little deeper than the wallet here.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna dig deeper. I'm going deep. I'm gonna go Not for the Innocent. And not only am I gonna go for that, I'm gonna go for the demo with him and Stanley trading off vocals, because that is even more hardcore.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know, I don't know if that's on the list or not, but that's what I'm going for.
Okay.
I always loved the one on Lick It Up.
And yep.
Always thought that was pretty fierce. But then I think the addition of Stanley chiming in on that song.
Yes.
Took it to the next level.
Good call.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Let's see. We're back to me here. Oh, boy. There's a lot of stuff here. But I'm going to go with one of the I'm going to stick with Love Gun because it's my all-time favorite Kiss album. I'm going to go with one of the earliest Kiss songs I ever remember hearing. We all know it hasn't aged well, but I don't care because it's still a killer track. I'm going with Christine 16. Oh. Yep. I love it. Love it. Love the piano. Love it. Love the live version of it. Ah, just it's so good. It's so good. Zeus, right. Back to you. Back to back. You got two picks again, brother.
All right. So I got to see what's still available that I had an asterisk on. All right. I'm going to take, just so I'll have it higher in the list, It's My Life, which I fucking love.
Oh, yeah.
The nice. Version that's on the box set with Ace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So It's My Life. And then I'm going to take the best song by Gene on the album and the best song on the album.
No.
And that's from Love Gun. I'm taking Plaster Caster.
I knew. I can't believe you let that hang around that long.
I love that.
It's a
fucking
great song.
That, oh, it's so good.
Just the backing forth, the choruses and the backing choruses back and forth, the call.
You're a pervert.
Oh, love it. That doesn't make me a pervert. I'm not the one making the fucking caster.
Not yet. That's going to be the next product that we offer on ShoutOutLoud.com.
The caster of the money bag soda, guys. Here you go. With every free download, you get one.
We'll do a plaster cast of Chris's wallet.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, perfect. Man. All right.
You don't got enough plaster for that.
Yeah, it's too big to ship.
Back to me. Another one of my earliest memories ever as a Kiss fan. Is it my favorite song? I don't know. We haven't reviewed the album yet, so I won't say. But I'm going with one of my favorite songs off of Dynasty, and that is Charisma.
Good one.
Yes. And Zeus making that face. Oh, come on.
Yuck.
Love it.
Yeah, that was a good tune. I was probably 3 years old when that record came out, and just the vocal.
Yep, I was six.
It just kind of scared the shit out of me. As a 3 year old, it's kind of scary.
I think that's exactly it. I think the beat and his that was like the scariest that I had remember hearing Gene. It was funny because it was off of Dynasty, which isn't a scary album.
Yeah,
he sounded amazing on that. So yeah.
Except for the poster that used to scare you.
Still does. All right, John, back to you, brother.
Okay. I get one. I'm picking one.
Yes.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if I'm paying attention, but from Love Gun, did anyone pick Almost Human?
No.
Come on, man. How did no one pick that?
He stole it from me.
Because it's not very good.
Oh, how dare you? Come on.
Look at all these fucking great songs. I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's another one that just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of evil. You know, I don't know.
John, you don't have to defend it. I love that. I think it's one of Gene's great deep cuts. I love his vote. I love the music, the bongos.
You love the beginning part.
The guitar is so cool. His vocal's awesome.
Yeah.
Love Gun. I remember getting that again. I was probably 3-4 years old, just looking at the cover with the chicks on it and then pulling the gun out.
Yep.
Paul put the gun together for me. And I was just that was it, man.
Yep. I hear you. Chris.
Well, when I was a kid, all I thought about was sex. I didn't get a lot of sex, okay? I didn't get a lot of it. But that's all I thought about. And the one song I couldn't help but keep on repeat was Burn, Bitch, Burn.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to put my log in every girl's fireplace.
So that's my pick. I love the wallet going deep on the non-makeup tracks. This is awesome. That is fucking fantastic. I love it. Oh, that's so good. All right, Paul, we're back to you. You have two picks.
Two picks.
Yep.
Well,
Cadillac Dreams is just sitting there.
Oh yeah, it's gonna it'll continue to sit there.
Well, to tell you the truth.
Uh oh.
Chris, you remember I used to tell you that was my favorite Kiss song?
Oh.
Cadillac Dreams?
Yeah. It wasn't. But that is a song I picked because, hey, man, who doesn't dream, you know, have dreams and, you know, look to succeed one day and do stuff like that. So I've had Cadillac Dreams.
Are you really picking that as your next song?
I'm in, man. Tom, Cadillac Dreams.
Tom is like astounded. Hey, okay. Listen, Paul, I like that song. Me and Tom have this running back and forth gag. He thinks it's horrible.
Because it is.
I think
it's pretty bad.
You know,
I like it.
I like it. I like that song.
I can listen to it when I want to laugh. And I love Gene. Obviously love Gene.
I love it.
There's sometimes things are so bad that they're awesome.
That's very true, Paul. That's
one of them.
Okay.
Does Gene sing that chorus to you guys at like your monthly meetings?
Yeah, I talked to him last night.
Money. That's what I need.
All right, Paul, you got another pick, brother.
Okay, next one. I'm going kind of the way of the wallet, and I'm going to go with Dance All Over Your Face.
Oh, great song. Wow.
That's another one, a dance, you know, all over your face. You know, he does that same, you know, type of singing in that one, and it was just, it was an oddball one, but it's a great tune.
Dude, Lick It Up is, I think it's all gone, right?
Nope. There's one. There's two more.
Really?
Yep.
Loving the Lick It Up album. That's awesome.
Up album was, you know, I have to admit, man, anything that they collaborated with Vinnie Vincent, just like Unholy.
Totally.
I mean, Creatures of the Night, the whole album. I mean, come on.
Yep.
That dude had it. You know what I mean? His stuff was always heavy and dark.
Melodic.
Oh, always. Yeah, great guitar. Always. Just everything in it, you know what I mean? And people could say whatever they want about Vinny, but I tell you, those tunes kicked ass.
Agreed.
Vinny inside of Kiss was tremendous. They boxed him in. They fucking didn't let him allow him to go crazy. And he brought the Kiss brought out the best in Vinny. The songwriting, the guitar play was tasteful.
Yep.
At least until he started playing live with him. But it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, we seen him live with makeup.
Wow.
Holy shit. Nice.
Yeah.
We thought Ace Frehley changed his makeup. We didn't know that there was a new member.
Yeah, of course. I mean, how would you know back then? Yeah.
I'm a little fatter.
Yeah. I got this Ankh Warrior thing on my face. Looks a little weird.
All right, Chris, we are back to you, brother. What do you got?
Easy one. One of my favorite albums. I'm going to go with X-Ray Eyes.
Oh, yes. Another great one off Dynasty. Oh, love it.
All right.
Love it. I just wish there was my only thing is I wish there was more Gene on that album and there's not.
Yeah.
But that was a great period. Everybody sang. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of Ace and a lot of Peter on that, which is cool. So, John, back to you. What do you got?
All right. Jeez. Should I go with the one that I really don't see on the list here? Just to be one of those, you know, Kiss jerks.
Yeah, no,
know,
I want to see.
Just to do something like really, really odd, and I don't know if I'm overlooking it.
I want to see what we missed.
It's actually the last song that Kiss ever recorded together. Is that not on the list?
No, go ahead.
Is it "Don't Touch My Ass, God"?
Oh my God! From the Scooby,
you know, I'm just doing that just to be a Kiss weirdo. How about I do that?
You can do whatever you want, man. It's a fun show. We're talking about Gene. Go for it. If you want to pick,
I just wanted to do it because I didn't see it on the list here.
If you want to pick "Don't Touch My Ascot," you have it, my man.
Yeah.
Why not?
Am I right? That's the last song they ever recorded together.
Japanese thing? Didn't they do it some of that?
But I think the last song that the band recorded like on their own, I think was "Don't Touch My Ascot." I think you're right. Yeah, which is not a good memory.
I don't know,
but
whatever.
The only reason why it's not on the list is because that's on the Scooby Doo DVD.
Oh,
it was never like the soundtrack.
Okay, all right.
No. You can take it.
No. I could throw something else out there if that's illegal.
Illegal. Gene isn't gonna fly in here.
Well, I wanna
stop the show. You fucked up.
So John, whatever you want, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go with that.
Okay, you'll keep it. Perfect. All right. We're back. We're back to me. I'm going to take one of my favorites off of Rock and Roll Over, but I do kind of prefer the sped up version on Alive 2. I'm going with Ladies Room.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I agree with you, the Alive 2.
And I love when they use this in the Detroit Rock City movie. How it's the scene where the kid's like running down the hall and the music's in the background. I love this, but the Alive 2 version where it's a little bit faster is great. I love that one.
You made me nervous, Tom.
Oh, I know. I know what you're going to take. Go ahead. Yeah. Zeus, you got two picks.
Probably the best Gene video performance of all time.
Totally.
And that's right on that album. And that's Love 'Em and Leave 'Em. I love that song.
I was throwing that one.
And that video. What we only saw that because we had Kiss, we bought an Extreme Close Up.
Yeah,
we had no idea these things existed. We were too young. We never saw these things, you know, on when they aired on those shows. And when he comes down the thing and kicks out his leg and does a little frog dance, and then
that's right. Do the frog,
fucking,
baby.
Yeah. And then he shakes his head like a fucking villain. Oh,
can I tell you something?
Go ahead, Paul.
That was the pinnacle, like epitome of Gene Simmons' performances. All wrapped up in that video. That was one of mine that I had picked. And I have to admit, like, he was on top of his game right there.
Oh, I agree.
Amazing.
He was incredible. Yep.
So picture us. There was no real internet back. This is 94, 93.
Yeah.
And then getting Extreme Close Up and seeing this shit. It just blew our minds. Blew our minds. It's fucking incredible.
You got another pick?
Yeah, I know. All right, I got to figure out what I think you guys might take. And so I got to let's go with no, I don't think you're going to take that. Oh, here's one I think you might take. They played it on the Kiss Cruise last time.
I know what this one is.
All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
Great tune.
Love it.
Yeah, great deep cut. My favorite part of that song might be the very beginning when you can hear him counting off and screaming at the beginning. I love that.
You like the little cowbell in that song?
Oh, too, Peter? So good. Oh. So good. All right. We are back to me.
How many have we picked so far?
Zeus just took his sixth. So this is the sixth. This is the sixth round we're in right now. Okay. I'm going to go back.
It's a big deal, man. Big decisions.
I know. This is serious stuff.
It's very serious. This is the most important decisions of your life right here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take I can't believe this. I'm going to take another one off of Lick It Up. And I'm going with Young and Wasted.
Oh, I had that
great song.
And as much as I love Eric Carr, I always found it interesting that they had him sing it live.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It was good, but it was weird. But I love Gene on this. He's like full maniac mode on the Lick It Up version. So Young and Wasted. John, back to you.
Okay, I'm gonna go another deep cut, and it's off Hot in the Shade, which isn't one of their best records, but the tour was great.
Yes.
I know Chris really loves the album.
Yep, me too.
And I'm gonna go with Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell.
That's an underrated deep cut.
It's great. And the reason why I picked that is, you know, lately I've been trying to eat, you know, low carb. And there's the one line in the song where he goes, "I'm so hungry." So every time I get hungry and I don't want to eat, so I just want to kind of just take my mind off of things. I say, "I'm so hungry."
Hey, whatever works, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Zeus and I, we wave the flag for Hot in the Shade, especially the deep cuts. But that's got a good groove. That's a cool song.
Yeah, well, anything Kiss is great. But it's probably one of their, you know, not one of my most favorite records. But obviously, I seen the tour. And
me too.
It was a great tour. And
yep.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
I thought John was going to steal my pick off Hot in the Shade.
Uh-oh.
And, shit, yeah.
And, you know, if he did, life's a bitch. I just won't feel betrayed.
Now, oh, betrayed.
Now, I fucking love that song, okay? And what I say to these guys, I say to Paul and John, I say, you know, I wonder the next time we're around Gene, if I start giving him lyrics, like saying, you know, life's a bitch, or you ain't crucified, so just get real. If he would know that I'm citing lyrics from Betrayed.
Right. He'll know. He'll know.
He'll say, what the fuck is that shitty song you're humming in those awful lyrics?
He's going to be like, why? He's the first thing he'll say is, why are you guys drafting my terrible songs off of Hot in the Shade?
I don't remember singing that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
I don't remember it.
All right, Paul.
They played that live. They played that live. I think. Did they play it live?
I think so. Like at the beginning of the tour? Or the
dude, I think Mini Kiss is the only band that's ever played that live. I don't think anybody else has.
Paul, back to you, man. Two picks for Paul.
All right. Okay, we're going to kick this one off with, this is a tune that I kind of started liking like recently, and it's an old song, Sweet Pain.
Oh, off
Destroyer. We've seen Gene perform it, and it really grew on me. I really like the song Sweet Pain.
Same here, Paul. It's over the time, it's become a go-to for me on Destroyer. Mm-hmm. Fucking totally. Love it.
So that's a good one.
Okay.
Let's see.
You got four picks left.
I do?
Yep. Yes. We all do. That was
well,
the end.
You got one pick now, altogether you have four.
Yeah. All right. So this song is another one that from the Kissology, watching Attack of the Phantoms. Okay. So this is a tune that I kind of got into later in life, but as a kid, I was big into like the Universal Monsters. I'm still into horror movies and stuff like that. So I like Man of a Thousand Faces.
Oh, all right.
Off the solo album. I love it too. I love your picks, Paul. That, I love that song.
That song was based on that's Lon Chaney.
Lon Chaney, that's right.
Yep. He's the Man of a Thousand Faces. And Gene, obviously, being a big horror movie buff and stuff like that. I don't know if a lot of people knew that, but like, I knew what he was talking about when it came out. And I really liked it in the movie.
Yeah.
When they put it in Attack of the Phantoms. So.
I agree. Yeah. That's the cool thing that I liked about the Attack of the Phantoms version was the use of the solo music as opposed to the U.S. version that used like the Scooby-Doo cartoon silly music.
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah. The Hanna-Barbera. Yeah, exactly. It was ridiculous, but
yes.
The one other thing I was going to say is that was kind of his, like, if you see the early photos of him when he would copy that one, you know, what's that?
London After Midnight,
those still shots of Lon Chaney. And so he would do those.
Oh, that's him. Yeah.
And apparently, I guess that video it's missing. It's one of those things that got damaged or something. So there's no real footage of that movie. Yeah, exactly. But that's the image that Gene took. And that's why he loves Lon Chaney.
Loves him. Yep.
Yeah, good pick.
Chris, back to you.
Going with Watching You.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that lasted.
How did it last that long? How was it on the list that long?
I was just looking at the list myself, and I was like, shit, how did Watching You get this far?
Well, let's cross that one off.
Yeah. Good. Great pick. Great pick.
Yeah, that's so great. What do we talk about always about that song, Tom?
The Winterland.
Oh.
That black and white Winterland version.
Yeah, fucking amazing.
Yep. All right, John, back to you.
All right. If I'm following this correctly, it's a more popular song. I Love It Loud.
Okay, that's another one I can't
off of Creatures of the Night, and that, you know, that's a great song. First tour I seen, obviously, Creatures of the Night, and then also both my daughters performed with Kiss on stage at different years in 2000. I think it was 2016 in Rochester. My youngest daughter went up on stage and performed that song with him. And then in 2017 in the Falls, my oldest daughter did. So whenever I hear that song, I always think of my kids going on stage with Kiss. I mean, I can't even imagine being on stage with Kiss and and being able to go up there. They have the makeup on and the costumes, and it was just such a cool memory.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. All right. No one has taken anything from this album, because I don't know if anybody likes the album besides me, but I think it's one of the heaviest, most evil Gene songs. Probably more evil than Unholy, and I'm taking Hate off of Carnival of Souls.
Oh, you took it.
We renamed that song Hate for Chris.
Sorry, Chris. I took your theme song, brother.
Damn, that was my 10th.
You should have jumped on that. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Zeus, two picks for you.
So I don't know how much you guys are into the 80s Kiss, and I'm going to take my next two picks right now before you guys take them. Okay. And that is Good Girl Gone Bad.
Oh,
love that fucking groove.
I have that one too. That's a good one.
And the next one is Secretly Cruel.
Oh, I had both of those.
Asylum. Yes.
I figured somebody would jump on them sooner or later. So
yeah, yep. I picked both of those too.
Yeah.
Great picks. All right, back to me here. Man, there is still a ton of awesome stuff.
I know. I'm looking at this. I'm like, I feel bad. Like, we could have done like a top 20.
There's like, but this makes it more challenging. You gotta really pick what you want here.
I hear you.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna go back to
the some Stone of the Age.
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't make me pick that. I'll draft it. Don't challenge me. I'm going to take another one that I love off of Zeus and I. We talked about how much we like Crazy Nights, and it's Gene's tone, it's his vocals, and I'm going with Hell or High Water.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
great song.
He
sings in a different voice almost when that different Gene. He brings that out every once in a while, but that's a great example of it.
Yep. We are back to John.
Okay, what am I doing? One pick?
One pick, yep.
Okay, one pick.
Yeah, you'd think you'd pick up on that since we're on round eight and you're in the middle.
That's nice.
But that's okay.
That's nice.
Okay, I'm going to go with one of the records I listened to today, and I listen to it all the time. I remember listening to this as a kid, as a four-year-old, Unmasked. I'm going to go with Naked City.
Nice.
Did anyone pick that?
Nope.
Naked City. It's a great song. It evokes a real feeling of the city. A great vocal. I don't know. I always thought that was a top notch Simmons tune, and that song had a lot of great tunes on it. You know, they weren't hard rocking songs, but I think they're all well written, and that was a good one of his.
Yep. No, great call. Great call. Good.
I think his songs are the best songs on that album by far. Yeah.
And you don't like that album.
No, I think the Gene songs are good. I like them all.
They are.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about that record. I don't know. I was just such a little kid. I remember just listening to that as a child. And I don't know. I thought they were all good, man. I listened to it today.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Chris.
I think we fell off by that point. Like for me, I fell off like after Dynasty and stuff. So I don't remember as the young fan with Unmasked. I remember everything up to Dynasty. And then when you get back into them, you go back and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Unmasked? Oh, that must be my thought was, oh, that must be the time they took their makeup off. I'm like, this doesn't sound like Lick It Up or whatever.
Right.
It threw me off, but it's a great, great pick.
Chris.
Boy. I mean, we got some tough ones left over here. I'm definitely not going to choose Stand.
You had to take the shot, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm going with Fits Like a Glove.
Ooh. I can't look at this. That's it. That's it for Lick It Up.
That's a good one.
Lick It Up being off the board. Fantastic.
Before anything else.
Wow. That's amazing. I would have never predicted that Fits Like a Glove would be the first album to go. Wow. Okay. We are back to Paul. Paul, you have two picks here. So this will be picks 8 and 9 for you right here.
Okay. Well, Chris took Fits Like a Glove. That was going to be my next one. And that one always brought me back to Animalize Uncensored. Phenomenal.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
Okay. So next one. I think I think I'm going to go with Thief in the Night.
Oh, excellent.
Nice song.
Great one, Paul.
Love that. Another off of Crazy Nights. Excellent.
Great tune. These are
two good rocking tunes. And Killer.
Nice. Off of Creatures.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
So we are back to Chris. Yes.
You know, I'm sticking with Creatures of the Night over here. I'm going to go Rock and Roll Hell.
That's nice. A good one.
Great yes. song. Love that one. Rock and Roll Hell. All right. And we're back to John here. One pick, John. One pick.
One pick. All right. I'm going to go with one of their best sounding records, especially on vinyl.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, it came out in 95. Kiss Unplugged. I'm going with See You Tonight.
Oh, the Unplugged version. All right.
Yeah. You listen to that. It's so cool, man. That was such a good record, good concert. I remember watching that on Halloween in 96. I think it was nice. 95, 96, whatever it was. And great tune. Great nice. Version. Great version.
That's the Hell or High Water voice that he uses when he sings yes. that way. It's almost yes. like his Beatle-ish voice that he uses. He's fucking yep.
awesome. Yeah, they kicked ass on that.
Yeah.
All right. I got two picks left, so I'm gonna veer off here because we are including some demos and unreleased stuff here. So for my ninth pick, I am gonna go with Mad Dog.
Dog, I knew it was coming. I'm yep. shocked that it took that long.
Yep, I love that. I don't know how that wasn't actually released on an album, but I love it. So taking Mad Dog.
Yeah.
All right, Zeus, this is it for you. Your last yep. two picks, rounds 9 and 10 for Zeus. We're finishing up here.
I may have actually taken
make it count, John.
You're All That I Want as my first pick, but I knew nobody would take it. So that's I cool. kept it in my back pocket. So
stay tuned.
All That I Want.
Okay.
So when we did the Gene Simmons event in Las Vegas, and we got our time where he sits down with you and talks with you and all that stuff, besides him saying, so you want me to do your podcast? We're like, fuck yeah. But I had my time to ask him a question. My question was, you're all that I want. I asked him. I said, it's a real like love song, but this is 1980. Was that written for anybody specific? Were you like, that is, man, you don't have to tell me who it is, but like, was it a like, no. Paul came in with a guitar and I just sang it. Like, oh, you fucking, I love that song. I thought there was going to be some deep meaning. He's like, not at all.
Yep.
It's a great song. I love it.
Oh, yep. I love it. But I do like the demo version better. I think it's fucking fantastic on the box set.
Yeah.
All right. Version. Now I'm going to make Tom laugh because I'm going to take a song that's not supposed to be taken and off their last album. The great, din, 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 din. I like it. Back to the Stone Age. I
like that song. I actually
love it.
That song
has grown on me. It's fucking hilarious. And that stop in the middle of that song, din, 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 din.
I like it.
Din, 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 din.
I can't. I'm a little disappointed that you didn't take Stand. I was
expecting Tom? Stand.
You know yeah. why I didn't take it? Because
it sucks.
I'm like, hey, that was my joke.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But that's okay. I was thinking to myself, like, I want to kind of pick songs that the really Gene is the main guy. So I took It's My Life because yep. Ace has one little quick verse on it.
Yeah.
Like Stan, he's probably the second most singing that. It's more of a Paul song.
Yep.
So I wanted where Gene shines.
Okay.
So I took Back to the Stone Age. I love that song.
Okay. That's fair. All right, I got one pick left, and there's a ton of stuff here that I legitimately really like, but I'm going to go back to Revenge. Zeus knows this is one of my all-time favorite Gene songs. A deep cut off of Revenge, I'm going with Thou Shalt Not.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yep. Absolutely one of my all-time favorites since the first time I ever listened to Revenge. So that is my final pick there, and we got John with your final pick. What do you got, buddy?
shit, my final pick.
This is it.
Yeah.
Dan.
It's a big one. well.
The devil is me.
Is no. this one taken?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a great All right. one. I'm gonna go slightly deep off the 78th solo record. Mr. Make Believe is a cool tune.
Wow, like yeah. That. Little bit of a Beatles song there, yeah.
Yeah. I like that song. He's got some interesting tunes on that record, and
yeah.
I always thought that was a catchy one.
Okay.
Cool. That's what I love about fucking Kiss.
Yep.
Like, we're all huge fans, and you guys will shit on Stan, and then I'll shit on Mr. Make-Believe, but we all have something that we like,
yeah.
And there's so much of shit that we can like, and that's why I'm always like, oh, put as many Kiss songs out there, because what I might not like is something you might like, and, you know, Mr. Make-Believe is not, but it's not terrible, but it's just,
no.
I don't
it's just it's his Beatles song.
And I love yeah. that somebody likes it, and it moves them, and they like listening to it. Because it's yep. so much.
Yeah, just the solo records, the covers were so cool. It was just so captivating as a child, and looking yep. at the artwork and listening to the record. It was a great song.
Nice. All right, Chris, your last pick, buddy.
You know, I've got four songs marked.
Okay.
Three are off Revenge.
Okay.
I hate to say one is off Psycho Circus.
Oh no.
Don't I'm not it. Going Psycho Circus, although I really like Within, but I'm not going.
Yes, that's a great tune.
Within's
heavy,
not bad.
Man. It's heavy, and I Within's, love it.
That was really good live heavy, on the Psycho heavy. Circus tour that when he played it was, that. Yeah.
I mean, I love that song. Probably my favorite song off the album, but I'm not going with it.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going with God Gave Rock and Roll to You Too.
Oh. Wow.
The show's over. Rock and Roll Night ends. The lights come on, and that song's playing, and that's my last pick of the night.
Wow. A shared vocal God Gave Rock and Roll to You. All right. Damn, I thought you were going to go with something else, because there's a couple other Gene songs on Revenge that are still sitting there.
Well, Spit is kick-ass. I was going to go Spit is Domino, man.
Yep.
Spit.
Yep. Well, don't forget about Paralyzed. I always love that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that's an...
I like them all. What do you got?
Yeah.
You got Lita from the box set just sitting
oh,
there.
Oh, God,
too.
Please. All right, Paul, you started the draft. You're going to finish Ooh. The draft. What do you got, buddy? This is it. Got a lot of options.
I think, you know something? I think I'm going to go with Trial by Fire.
Ooh, all right. Asylum.
Wow. That's a good one. I had Trial. I like Trial.
You know something that album just that one always brings back some good memories. Any yeah. two that album, and I'd have to say Trial by Fire. It was a great. I remember I was in high school when it came out, and was having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I tell you, Zeus kind of hinted at it already. When we have all these guys on here from all different, like, this is the most varied, like, unpredictable draft maybe that we've ever had. We got people that are heavy on the non-makeup stuff. People that are heavy on the early stuff. People are like this. This is exactly what we're
behind the Vinnie Vincent.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. So
I was just contesting the fact that I didn't get two choices. You know, I'm telling Chris, I think this is really unfair.
I'm sorry, John. Unfortunately, that's how snake drafts work. You have to be the first or the last. I'm sorry.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, see, we were going to give you two picks, but then you took Don't Touch My Ascot and said, fuck!
that's your penalty right there.
Yeah. I want three picks.
So Zeus, to clarify, because like John took, like, Not for the Innocent, the demo, he took See You Tonight, the MTV Unplugged version, you took You're All That I Want, the off the box set?
Yeah, I can say that, the demo.
All
yeah,
right.
sure.
All right. Just All to right. clarify, yeah. Okay.
So we will put this out. I don't know how we could do it because you, whatever the fuck they call it now,
X.
doesn't only has a choice of four. We could just put it up there and just be like, and take a screenshot of it and say, which one do you like the best?
Yeah, we can just have people comment and pick what they want. But we'll put screenshots up, like the Excel spreadsheet of all five drafts. and just get people out there to pick and choose and poke fun and say what they like, what they don't like. And, you know, obviously we'll tag you guys and it'll just be a lot of fun. A lot of Gene talk. So
put a screenshot of my artwork right there. That's my list right there.
That is beautiful. Does that have don't touch my ascot in there or what?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's at the bottom.
Well, guys, thank you so much for jumping in and doing this with us. We really appreciate it. Money Bag Sodas. Make sure you guys go pick up some soda and follow them online, social media, get part of their, social media accounts. And also you have a newsletter that's going out now too, as well, that they people can sign up for. So make sure you guys get involved. You're not going to be sorry. We have our friends, Chris, John, and Paul. Thank you guys tremendously for jumping in and playing with us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So tons of incredible deep cuts. I couldn't believe that we killed the Lick It Up album. That was shocking. But 50 songs, there was over 50 left. It was incredible.
I remember when we started this, I'm like, oh, we got to do more than that because I don't even know if there's enough Gene songs. I had no idea there were that many. No idea.
Yeah, there was over, 120? And that's total, including the box set, the Creatures box set, the Destroyer box set with the demos and unreleased stuff. His amount of lead vocal tracks is off the charts. It was shocking to us, which made the draft that much more interesting. I mean, my last pick, I took Thou Shall Not. There was probably about 25 other songs I could have picked. It was great. And these guys went deep, deep, deep undercover.
Yeah. Some of them, I'm like, whoa, but to each their own. That's what makes this fun. And I find that a lot of the Gene songs are a little bit more polarizing than Paul's.
Yes.
Paul's are cemented, definitely. Like you like that or you don't like it.
Yeah.
Gene's are, people picking Betrayed. I'm like, that fucking song blows. But they're like, I fucking love it. And that's what's great about Kiss, that we can have that kind of difference. And that's why there should be all those tracks on Hot in the Shade. For me, I would have been like, oh, that's easy. Get rid of Betrayed, fucking Prisoner of Love, Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell. And that would have hurt these guys in the draft.
But I will say one thing that was kind of cool to see. The first five picks, I would be shocked to hear somebody bitch about that. Calling Dr. Love, Deuce. Hold on. Parasite, Deuce, Calling Dr. Love, Unholy, and God of Thunder.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the perfect songs right there. Even if those aren't your favorite, they're probably the five most identifiable Gene songs, most likely. But it was, I mean, we had people taking Mr. Make-Believe, Betrayed, somewhere between Heaven and Hell, Back to the Stone Age.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I took fucking Mad Dog off the box set. It was crazy. John took Don't Touch My Ascot from Scooby-Doo. Dude,
that is just trolling.
I love it. Good for him. But it was a blast. And those guys are great.
Yeah. And guys, seriously, go try their new Blood Orange Soda. Go to the website, sign up. But, become part of the newsletter. Just as a fan of Kiss, you should get the product because the fucking thing is awesome. I will tell you, and if you like soda, you'll love this one. And the pricing is right.
Yep.
So
totally agree.
Thanks to the Moneybag Soda guys. And Tom, what we do next, we go to question of the week.
Yeah, we got one. This comes from an email. This comes from Anthony. And he says, guys, a lot of people, including your show, think that Paul is a little bit disinterested or maybe even slightly embarrassed about Kiss. Why do you think that is if he has cemented himself as one of the great frontmans of all time and Kiss has had the career that they have had? Why would he be embarrassed of Kiss?
My answer is because Paul is the most insecure person I've fucking ever heard of, like read about or knew or followed any entertainer. He has got like the worst thin skin of anybody. So he wants to be known as some sort of Renaissance man. The Kiss was one of his many talents that he has. And he doesn't want to be defined by that. yet he doesn't realize he is defined by that, because that's his only real talent, is being in Kiss and being the great front leader of one of the greatest bands. That's not good enough for him. And unfortunately, this is where we're at.
Yeah, totally agree. Paul understands that that era of rock bands, rock artists, singers, songwriters, whatever, those guys are remembered for the songs, for the lyrics, for the melodies, for the hooks, for the people singing along to them in their car. We remember Kiss for that. But a lot of people who aren't Kiss fans, they're like, oh, that band that wears makeup, that guy that spits blood. Like that, like Paul now doesn't want that association with him. This is obviously our opinion, obviously. He wants to be known as the guy that wears fancy clothes. No pun intended, like fancy clothes. And cooks and paints and tweets about obscure pop artists who passed away that were popular in the 60s. And that's what he wants to identify himself with, which is a shame, because there's nothing more transparent and hollow than pretending to be something that you're not. You're the fucking star child. Own it. You have written some songs that people love, and your band will go down in history as one of the greats, and you're still touring after 50 years. And I just think it's unfortunately his thing. We kind of talked about this when we did the Gene Simmons Vegas weekend. Paul would never do that. That was an entire weekend of Gene wrapping his arms around the Kiss fans, wrapping his arms around his legacy, acknowledging who he is, showing us his possessions from his Kiss collection. He knows who he is, and he's proud of it, and he wants everybody else to know that he's proud of it and to share that with him. Paul is like, go fuck yourself, buy one of my paintings. So, but anyways, Anthony, great question. We could do a whole goddamn episode on that. I'd love to hear what other people think. So, great question. And please, we do a question of the week and we have an upcoming mailbag. Please send us all your questions, multiple ways to do that, of course, which we will get into shortly.
Yeah. Tom, where can people find us?
Yeah. So go to our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com. That's where you can find all the information about us, all of our episodes, Shout It Out Loudcast, Dorm Damage, Album Review Crew, Zeppelin Chronicles, links to our Amazon merch, links to our Amazon shopping, links to all of our social media, links to our Patreon. And you can comment directly from the website, and they come to us in the form of an email, and we read every single email. Or if you just want to go old fashioned, send us an email. That's the best thing to do if you want your question of the week read or to be part of our mailbag. So please do that. And of course, we're on all the social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We're trying to get a little bit more active on TikTok. I know Zeus posted a funny video of Bill Maher referencing Gene Simmons, which was really cool. So we're going to try to maintain the activity on that, because we know a lot of people out there are on the TikTok. So please check that out. And another thanks to our amazing Patreon family. Please, if you haven't gotten your ARC picks in, please do that, because we're going to be picking the November album soon. And we always like to say that we're a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network of shows.
Yeah, people can always DM us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever the fuck you call it. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us one of those 5-star child reviews. It helps us out tremendously, along with going to our website, and on the landing page, there is our merch page. You can click on that. Or our Amazon stores, other ways you can help the show. Those are big helps, and thank you for those that do that. Please make sure you email us at shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com, shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com, and the website again is shoutitoutloudcast.com, shoutitoutloudcast.com. We usually end on famous last words. Do you have any?
I do. All you martyrs and saviors, go through the same door. Listen, all you butchers, saints and sinners, we've all been here before.
Climb the mountains, cross the seas. Clear my soul, I want to be free. Sit on the throne, let them kiss the ring, because I'm a Stone Age man. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay.
Paul and John Janik, Christopher Hake, Tom, Kiss Army, Loudcasters, the Spaceman Can. Thank you.
Moneybag guys, Paul and John Janik, thank you so much. Chris the Wallet Hake, you guys rock. Thank you so much for spending time with us and having some fun talking about the man we all love, the Gene Draft. Loudcasters, Patreons, everybody out there, you guys rock. Zeus, as always, my friend, thank you.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
You're in the Kiss business, baby.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.